Cryptocurrencies are battling through their latest bout of volatility as investors weigh the potential for regulatory actions in the U.S. Let's dive into all things crypto with Binance founder and CEO Changpeng Zhao. CZ, nice to see you this morning. Thank you for taking some time. Lots to talk to you about. Definitely want to get into prices and regulation. But we did see some reports this morning that Binance may be nearing a capital raise with sovereign wealth funds. Can you confirm that? And why would you be going that route?
Yeah, thanks for having me here, Julian. And so Binance US is doing a round of fundraising, and I'm actually they have a large number of funds interested. I think there are a couple of sovereign wealth funds. We're not 100% sure, to be very honest. And I think that will close in about a month or two. So end of this year, early next year. So that is happening, and we've seen a significant interest from traditional investors into this round. That's specifically for Binance US.
And on that front, I'm curious, not just where you're seeing interest in terms of fundraising, but where you're seeing interest in terms of clients and asset flows geographically in particular. I mean, as much as you can tell, given the way that the flow of cryptocurrencies work, but where is the demand coming from?
To be very frank, right now the demand's coming from pretty much everywhere in the world. Most places follow the GDP distribution around the different parts of the world. There are some anomalies. There are some slight differences when the country's currencies are devaluing really quickly, or there's economic turmoil, or if there's wars going on, etc. So those regions typically do see a higher level of interest in crypto. But other than that, it follows a pretty rough GDP distribution across the world.
And CZ, how much does it follow price? In other words, do you tend to see, I mean, I would imagine that you see upticks in interest when the price goes up, but how closely does it correlate?
It correlates pretty strongly, to be very frank. I think Bitcoin price is probably a pretty good index for the industry. When Bitcoin prices goes up, we see a lot more activity, a lot more users coming into the industry overall. And that's generally good for other cryptocurrencies as well. And Bitcoin right now is still near its all-time high at around 60K, 57K, still at a quite higher price. So, and we see a lot of momentum. We see a lot of users coming in.
And CZ, just going back to the capital raise, why would it be sovereign wealth funds? Why not U.S. companies? What are you seeing out of those sovereign wealth funds?
So to be honest, I think for the U.S., Binance U.S. fundraise, is majority by U.S. funds. But there are, you know, there are international funds involved as well. I can't name them just yet. But, you know, the funds are quite global these days, and they are quite interested. Many of the funds cannot buy, they're not quite ready to buy Bitcoin directly, but investing in a crypto business, they are very keen to do so. They are quite interested. And for them, this is an indirect exposure to crypto industry development.
CZ, I want to turn to one of the, I guess, what was one of the more minor cryptocurrencies that has gained some prominence, and that is Dogecoin. Because you recently had a little bit of an exchange with Elon Musk, right, about some difficulties that people were having with trading Dogecoin on your platform. It was related to a software issue. He tweeted at you about it. You tweeted back at him about some of the issues that they've had with recalls of their vehicles. I mean, it's so fascinating to me, like as a leader, particularly a leader in the cryptocurrency space. Is being sassy on Twitter part of that? It seems like it is.
No, I don't think. I don't intend to be sassy on Twitter, but Elon Musk has a huge following on Twitter, like 60 million plus fans, and he's one of the richest person in the world, and he has a huge influence. What he tweeted, he said, well, there is a withdrawal issue with Dogecoin on Binance due to a software upgrade of the Doge official wallet. This is by the Doge developers. And but in his tweet, it says sounds shady. I'm not aggressive by nature, but I also am not submissive or cowardly when it comes to defending our business. I view that defending Binance as my job and defending BNB and crypto industry as my life's mission. So when he says something about that, which is also incorrect, he lacks research. The Dutch Development Foundation actually tweeted about this issue on November 12th, which is about 11 days ago. And there's a lot of details on what the issue is. So it's not that Binance is having the issue. It's the Dutch official wallet that has an issue. When he tweets something that's very inaccurate and says sounds shady, I unfortunately have a job to defend my our business and also our industry. So I tweeted back at him. I said, look, we apologize for the inconvenience. I clarified the issue. But I also did a very quick search on Tesla. Less than like 2 weeks ago, they also had a recall of 12,000 vehicles in the US. I just thought, we should be busy looking at that. But I'm not against him personally. I don't take it personally either. I feel this is like a little bit of a friendly banter, and it gives the Twitter community a little bit of entertainment. And I think it's okay.
The Twitter community definitely likes entertainment. I would ask CZ a little more broadly. Certainly Musk is not the only one, and he's obviously a cryptocurrency fan in general. But there are a lot of critics of the crypto world, right? Some of them in the regulatory or government community, some of them in traditional asset management. One of the things they talk about is the lack of protection, sort of traditional kinds of protections for individual investors. What would you say to them? And do you think there needs to be more protection?
I think in general, there is not enough protection for individual consumers. And I think there's a misconception Binance grew, like cryptocurrencies all grew really big because there's lack of protection or lack of regulation. Binance grew to be by far the biggest crypto exchange in the crypto industry because we protect our users and the users trust us. So I think the industry has grown to a point but there are many smaller players who are less protective of their users. And we would like to see more regulations in this space so that the retail consumers are protected. But to be honest, even in traditional stock industries, there are still places where Elon can issue one tweet and Tesla stock, he says he feels the Tesla stock is overpriced and the stock price drops by 10% in minutes. So is there enough protection there or not? I'm not sure. So it's always a subjective judgment, but I think crypto definitely compared to stock markets is still much more nascent. But we're just talking about the centralized exchanges now. If we're talking about the decentralized exchanges, people can deploy a DeFi a smart contract on the blockchain in a few minutes. And those things have no KYC, no AML. And so there's much less protection and there's less talks about regulations in that space. And we want to help regulators understand this space and how to properly put in the protection mechanism in different places, et cetera. So we really want to help to make this happen.
CZ, I follow you on Twitter, and I noticed recently you said you were reading a book on Warren Buffett. To my knowledge, Warren Buffett is not invested in crypto. If you were sitting in a room for him, what would you tell him on why he should be invested in crypto?
I wouldn't convince him to invest in crypto. I think it's not necessary that everybody have to invest in crypto. My mom doesn't use the internet that much. So, and that's fine. The internet is still fine. My mom is fine. So I think basically it's a free world. We don't have to convince everybody to use crypto. And it's only for the people who wants to use crypto can use crypto. I was reading Warren Buffett's book just because, I read many investment books and I recently, I just stumbled upon it, and it's a great book. Actually, he has many investment theses that are timeless, and that still applies to crypto. It's just that he's not personally interested in crypto. But I don't think, and he in the book he also says that he's not a diversified investor. He likes to hold a small number of stocks that he knows well, and he doesn't want to diversify over across hundreds of stocks, and that's very similar to my personal mentality. I only hold BNB and BTC. I don't diversify myself across different crypto assets. So, and because of his non-diversification, he's not into Bitcoin or crypto. That's fine. We don't need to convince him. I think he's no, he's not short on money. He's not into like, he's at a different stage in his life where I think his, the learnings, the philosophies, the teachings are very valuable to the community and to the world. And I think he's a super successful individual, which I respect a lot, but we don't necessarily need to get him into crypto. And he used a flip phone based on like at least a couple of years ago. So I'm actually kind of worried that if he uses crypto, he may not be, he may not have the necessary skills or the knowledge on how to keep his own crypto safe. So yeah, I think, yeah, it's okay. The crypto doesn't have to be for everyone. People, it's just a choice that's there.
Well said. Now I can tell you, CZ, you have a lot of followers here that are trading crypto on the Isle Finance platform. We thank you for coming on here today. We appreciate it. Binance founder and CEO, Changzheng Zhao. Good to see you.